Morning, everyone. Today's daf in daf kuf yud. Okay, we've arrived at the point of the perek, which not the center yet of the perek, but we're now somewhere approaching the middle. And the Gemara is going to ask a question that will take us the entire daf to address. Although truth be told, is that the answer really is going to come at the beginning of the daf, but then. After providing answer, the Gemara is going to spend the rest of today's daf exploring this issue, and that's the issue of zugos. Today will be a daf dedicated to talking about pairs. What's wrong with pairs? It's things come best in pairs. In fact, those of you been following during Sukkot when we read Koheles, so the Pesukim and Koheles speak about how good it is to be a pair as opposed to being a single individual. So there's nothing wrong with a pair. A pair is a great unit, but the Gemara is going to speak at length, entire daf today. In fact, not only the entire daf today, it's going to go into tomorrow's daf as well. The Gemara is going to speak at length in terms of the dangers of zugos, the dangers of doing things in pairs. Now the basic idea, I think, the Gemara is not going to say this, but the basic idea behind it is that when you have one, and then you add to that, so basically what you're doing is you're diminishing from the unity, meaning that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes as a single entity, and then what has happened since time immemorial is that people try to attach something to it. So in other words, it diminishes from the koach of echad, of one, right? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So then when you do it, you add something to it, so you're diminishing from that echad. So perhaps, that's one of the ideas behind the zugos, this idea of pairs, is that you're diminishing from the one. Although the truth of the matter is, as we'll see over the course of this morning, it's not just limited to one and two, it's going to be basically an even number. Meaning once you're at four, once you're at six, once you're at eight, possibly even ten, possibly. So then you are running the risk of zugos, of doing things in pairs. Now the larger question, which I don't know the answer to, but I'll raise the question, is how does the Rambam approach a Gemara like today? Meaning the Rambam, who is a super rationalist and does not believe in any type of witchcraft or sorcery or demons or anything of the supernatural, and the Rambam thinks that it's all just superstitions and there's no real basis behind it. So what does he do when he approaches a daf like today? So I ask the question. I do not know the answer. I don't know how the Rambam even reads today's Gemara. So. But obviously, I mean, maybe from the standpoint of, you know, maybe the Gemara is just addressing the superstitions of the times. Maybe that's how the Rambam reads the Gemara. I'm not really sure. It would for him be a tough read for today. But for the rest of us, though, however, and you know me, I'll just go over the Gemara, I'll go over the Rashbam, I'll say over the simple pshat in the Gemara. So for us, we'll go through the Gemara obviously, and we'll try to get as much out of it as we can. The Gemara starts off, today's daf starts off on daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, and we will begin at the two dots. It's a short Amud. You find us right in the middle of the Amud. Lo yivchusul lo me'arba. You have to have four cups of wine at the Seder night. In other words, and that's a rabbinic institution. We just learned a couple days ago that everyone's obligated in the Dalai Kosos. Men are obligated, women are obligated, according to one opinion, even children are obligated, but the Gemara does not seem to accept that position. La halacha. And then we know that this mitzvah, the Rabbanan, is so important to everybody, is enjoined to do this mitzvah. Even if you're an ani, you need to do this mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Dalai Kosos. So essentially, the Gemara now is going to ask a question, which is, Heichi mitakne Rabbanan midi de'asi bali de sakana. Well, why would the Chachamim do that? Meaning, why would the Chachamim institute a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah de Rabbanan, which would bring about a sakana, which would bring about a danger? Meaning the dangers of pairs. Meaning we're having four cups of wine. Four cups is two pairs. So the Gemara quotes a brisa. This is a brisa. That a person shouldn't eat in pairs. A person shouldn't drink in pairs. A person shouldn't wipe himself in pairs. A person shouldn't have intimacy in pairs. So the brisa says that you shouldn't be doing things in pairs. So why would the Chachamim institute, meaning this is a rabbinic institution, why would they be mistaking something that would come in as zugos? So the Gemara to this question is going to provide three answers. Amar Rav Nachman, Amakor Lel Shimurim, Lel HaMashumar, Uva Min HaMazikin. Answer number one, says the Gemara, now this answer is provided by Rav Nachman, and that is, Seder night is different. Meaning Seder nights is an entirely different night. It's a night where we have extra protection and we have extra shimur. And the Torah describes it as being lel shimurim, not just for the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim, but for all future generations. It's considered lel shimurim. And as a result of that, it is therefore, we are therefore afforded extra divine protection. And we don't have to worry about zugos. The year round, we have to worry about zugos, but not the Seder night. That's answer number one. Rav Amar Koshal Bracha Mitzaref L'Tova Veina Mitzaref L'Ra'a. So Rava says, no, the kosher bracha, meaning, look, when you have to worry about pairs, if I, let's say, for example, have one, or if I have three, or if I have five, and then I just add another one. Okay, so in other words, I have an odd number, and I add to that number, and I create a pair, and I create something which is even, so that's normally an issue. But if I have a kosher bracha, now the kosher bracha the Gemara here is referring to, it could be that it's a reference to the kosher birchas amazon. It could be the benching cup, probably is referring to the benching cup, meaning that is the kosher bracha, meaning, now it could be that every cup at the Seder is considered a kosher bracha, but the usually kosher bracha is something like kiddush, like benching. That's usually what the Gemara refers to when it says kosher bracha. In this context, probably that's what it means, kosher bracha. In fact, the Rashbam actually has a girsa of kosher birchas amazon. But in other words, once you get to number three, it's not a problem. It's only a problem when the third cup is just a regular cup. But once the third cup is a benching cup, so adding to that benching cup is not going to be a violation of zugos. That's answer number two. And Ravina Amar, Bar Kasi Takin Rabbanan, Derech Cheres Kol Chav Echad, Mitzvah Ba'ape Nafshe Hu. And the third answer, the one given by Ravina, is that, look, the four cups are not four cups. I know that sounds very profound. But the four cups are not considered four cups. They're four individual cups. Every cup is what the Gemara refers to as mitzvah ba'pe nafshe. It's its own separate mitzvah. And so therefore there is no problem with zugos. Zugos is only when I'm having a combination of drinks. I'm having two, I'm having four, I'm having six. When you have when you're sitting down and you're having a whole combination of drinks, so then there's a problem with zugos. But if I'm having one, and then another one, and then another one, which are the dalkoses on the Seder night, each cup represents its own separate mitzvah, so then we don't have to worry about zugos because we're not having a pair. The difference between a pair versus two, between two pair versus four, it's not, they don't combine together. This Gemara over here could be the source for our minhag. We have a universal minhag, although the Ashkenazic Rishonim don't seem to go like this. But we have a minhag which is, and it's brought down lahalacha. We make a bracha on every one of the dalakosos, right? We have the first cup of wine. We make a bracha. Now that kind of goes without saying. It's kiddush. It's the first time we're drinking in the course of the evening. So of course we're going to make a bracha bor pri hagafen. But what do we do? Right? Universally, I think everybody. Is that then we make a bracha on cup number two, we make a bracha on cup number three, and we make a bracha on cup number four, right? And one could wonder, well, why would I do that? Meaning, if I already made a bracha bor pri hagafen for cup number one, why would I make a bracha for cup number two? I guess maybe what you can argue is, well, Maggid's very long, and it was a break between one and two, but you know two is coming up, meaning even after you had one. In other words, you poured the second cup already at the beginning of Maggid. So is it really a hefsek? So maybe you could argue that's really a hefsek. But the truth of the matter is that based on this Gemara over here, we don't have to be talking about hefseks. We could just simply argue and say that every one of them constitutes its own separate mitzvah. That's exactly what the Gemara says over here. And so therefore, every one of them is going to require its own separate bracha. Okay, possibly. Again, if you're the Rambam, so like we said in the beginning, if you're the Rambam, so then that's exactly what you'll say. You'll say that this is superstition. This is not a real threat. But the Gemara doesn't. In other words, the simple reading of the Gemara, you'll see an entire day of this today, and a little bit tomorrow. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the Gemara does not treat this as just a superstition. The Gemara believes that there is something to this.
There is no opposition to it. It's accepted as a fact.
None. Right. There's going to be a line at the end of today's daf that may mitigate some of this, but yes, the Gemara started the whole discussion with just a simple assumption like, how could the Chachamim do that?
Right, correct.
Amar Abai Hachi Kamar Lo Yocha. I'm sorry. I skipped a line. We're on the top of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, the Gemara. Good. As I mentioned in the beginning of today's daf, the question's been asked, the question's been answered. Meaning we're really done. We're not done with the daf, but we're done with the basic point of the Gemara, which is that there's something called zugos. There's a thing called pairs. Things cannot be done in pairs. How can the Chachamim institute at the Seder night to have 4 cups of wine? That's 2 pair. How could they do that? And so the Gemara gives 3 answers, and now we move on. Meaning, and when I say move on, we're going to come back and we're going to discuss zugos, but as far as the question and answer is concerned, we're really done. Answer number one is that Lel Shimurim. Answer number two is that the benching cup is a kosher bracha. So when I add on to that cup, that doesn't create a zugos problem, right? We don't, even though benching cup is cup number three, but it's a kosher bracha, and it's not mitzarif towards zugos. Or finally, answer number four of the Gemara is that every cup represents its own separate mitzvah, and so therefore, it's not four. It's 1 times 4, but it's not 4. So lo yaseh tzarachav, lo yaseh tzarachav. One of the things that the Braisa mentioned that we should not do is that husband and wife shouldn't have tashma shamita in 2 successive times. Because that's a pair, and that's the problem with zugos. So the Gemara says, amai nimlachu. So the Gemara says, well, that's, in other words, 2 drinks is 2 successive times, but 2 acts of tashma shamita between husband and wife, that's not 2 successive times. It's one after another. The Rashbam, the way the Rashbam understands it, is that, gamra biaso ubato tavaso. Meaning after the first bia, it's over, and then the next one is gonna be a separate act of a bia. Zugos is only a problem when I'm doing 2 things successively, but that's not the case over here. Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar. So Abaye says, you're right, the point is very well taken. This is what the Braisa means. Lo yochal trei, v'yishte trei, v'lo yaseh tzarachav afil pamachas. What you shouldn't do is, after having made yourself susceptible, vulnerable to zugos, meaning you had 2 cups of wine, or you ate 2 foods, and now you are in a very vulnerable state, because now you exposed yourself to the zugos. So at that point in time now, so you shouldn't behave in ways where the zugos can get the best of you. Because Dilma Chalashu Masre, because what happens is that during Tashmish Amita, it weakens the person, and at that point in time, you make yourself even more vulnerable. So Abai says that the point is very well taken. There's no such thing as it's not a pair of Tashmish Shemita, but it's Tashmish Shemita following after zugos can really jeopardize a person, because he puts himself in a vulnerable state once he exposed himself to zugos. Tan Rabbanan Shosa Kiflaim Dama Barosha. The Braisa says that if you drink in pairs, Dama Barosha, that's suicide. Meaning you can't do that, because you really expose yourself and make yourself vulnerable to zugos. And now the Gemara is going to start qualifying. Yes, it's true that drinking a pair of drinks is suicide, but if you take a break in between the pairs of drinks, the Gemara says you are roa pnei ashuk, you go outside to the marketplace, and then you come back, so that's no longer a pair. So once you break it up, so that's fine. I'm Rav Ashi. Chazin le'rev chananya bar bibi da'achol kasa. I'm sorry. The akol kasa have nafik v'chaze api shuka. So I saw the practice of Rav Chanina is that after every cup he would go outside to the shuk, he would then come back, and by that way he's separating the drinks, and so therefore he doesn't expose himself to zugos, to pears. And the Gemara further qualifies, and the Gemara says, you know when it's a problem with zugos? And that would be that after a pair you go out to the marketplace. Meaning, you basically expose yourself after having exposed yourself. You expose yourself to a pair, and then you go out to the marketplace, so that's bad. Because now you are in a vulnerable state once you expose yourself to zugos, and then you go out to the marketplace, and that's where all the metaphysical activity occur, and that's where you're going to really be in jeopardy. But if you have a pair of drink and you're staying home and you're doing nothing at home, then that's fine. Yes, you made yourself vulnerable by having the pair of drinks, but you're home, so that would be fine. So Amr Reb Zera, Velisha Kalatzis L'Derech Dami. Reb Zera says that sleeping is like taking a trip, meaning that you can't expose yourself to zugos and then go to sleep, because going to sleep is also like taking a trip. And dreaming and sleeping, and as if I understood all this, but that is also going to put yourself in a vulnerable spot. So you can't go to sleep after zugos. And another concern is going to be if you go out to the bathroom. Remember, going to the bathroom in the good old days was meant going outside, the outhouse. So going to the bathroom also is latzeis laderech, that's like going on a trip. And once again, you are exposing yourself after having made yourself vulnerable by the zugos. And now you're going to go to the bathroom. That's also no good. Over beis alava harava manik shuriva abai kishase chad kasa mankele ime tre kase betre yade. So the Gemara notes, what do you mean? You mean to tell me that even if you're just going to stay home, then there's not a problem? The only problem is exposing yourself to zugos and then going outside, or going to sleep, or going to the bathroom. But if all you're going to do is stay home, that's not going to be an issue. The Gemara notes, yeah, but we have Rava and Abaye. Rava, he would drink by counting beams, meaning what he would do is that after every drink he had, he'd have two beams in front of him, this is the way the Rashbam explains it, and basically after every drink, he would follow which beam he was looking at. Meaning that if he had one drink, so he would look at one beam, and then he would have the second drink, he would be looking at the second beam. And then for the third drink, he would go back to the first beam, and that way it would be able to help him keep track of which drink was his odd drink and which drink was his even drink. Abaye, so his mother would help him. As we know, the Rashbam here points out, every time we mention Abaye's mother, one of the most popular mothers in all of Shas, and as the Rashbam points out, it's not his mother. In other words, it's a surrogate mother. Abai was an orphan. The Gemara in Kiddushin describes that his father died after conception, mom died after birth. He was as orphan as a person could be. And so whenever he describes his mother, he's describing really his surrogate mother. And she took unbelievable care of him. It's clear throughout the Gemaras that she watched over him. And the Gemara tells us, Abai kishase chad kasa, so when Abai would drink, so mankele ima tre kase betre yade. So what mom would do, mom would assist in the drinking. Mom would hold two cups in her two hands. Meaning, once he had his first drink, so now he's on an odd number. So what mom would always make sure to do is that she would hold two, so that then he knows now that the next two drinks that he had will keep him on the odd number, and he would never have an even number of drinks. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak ki avashase trei kase mankele shame chad kase and chad kase mankele trei kase betre yade. Similarly, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so he would have an attendant who would help him keep track of his drinks, so that if he was on an even, his attendant would be holding one in his hand, and if he was on an odd number, his attendant would hold two in his hand to keep him on the odd number. So the Gemara's question to all this is, I understand, they're not going anywhere. Where's the Rava going? Where's Abaye going? Where's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak going? They're not going anywhere, so why so worried? About zugos. Didn't we say earlier that this is only a concern if you're going to go out to the market? And the Gemara is assuming that Abaye, Rav, they're not going out to the market. Adam Chashuv Shani. So the Gemara's answer is, well, if you're an Adam Chashuv, if you're an important person, so that makes you different. In other words, you're more susceptible to the metaphysical activity on account of zugos. And so therefore, because you are more susceptible, even if all you're going to do is stay home after zugos, it's still not going to be good. And therefore, you have to worry, and you have to protect yourself. Okay. Amar Ula. What I haven't done yet, I'm sure you've noticed, that I really haven't explained what the actual danger is to zugos. Meaning the Gemara just speaks in very generic terms that there's a danger. There is a danger that is posed, that is presented. I haven't really explained what the danger is. Now, it happens to be that I know the Gemara coming up is going to explain dangers. Basically, the way we could say it, and the way the Gemara is going to say it, is that there are two separate dangers that are posed from the zugos. Number one is sheidim, demons. Once the person is in a position of zugos where he exposed himself to a pair, so then he makes himself very vulnerable to the sheidim, to all the demons. Another issue, which the Gemara will talk about, is kshafim. It's witchcraft and sorcery. Now, to me, who I am not versed in any of this, to me it's all the same. But the Gemara is not going to assume that. The Gemara is going to assume that they are that the sorcery and magic is a different concern than that of Shadim. So when a person has zugos, he exposes himself to both of those issues. And as we'll see over the course of this upcoming Gemara, they really are two separate issues which pose a threat. In other words, there are certain things in life which are inevitably come in pairs, But the Gemara is basically going to say that if it's something which is, I mean, look, there's going to be a lot of qualifiers coming up, so maybe we could argue that, you know, that a number of zugos in our lives are, you know, going to be mitigated by the qualifiers. And I'll talk. We'll talk later on about what we do nowadays about all this, as if I knew. So Amar Ula, Asara Kosa, Zain Ben Mishum Zugo. So Ula says that when you have 10 cups already at that point in time, you're no longer immune, you're no longer susceptible to Zugo. So in other words, you're going to have wine, so you want 10 cups of wine. 2, 4, 6, and 8, that's no good, because you've exposed yourself to Zugos, but once you're up to number 10, you're fine. Okay. You're fine in terms of Zugos. In terms of your ability to think clearly, that may stand to be a problem. Now, Ula Latame, the Amar Ula of Amrila ben Masisatana, Sarkosis Tiknu Chacham and Beis Ava. So the Gemara says, now this is consistent, this is Ula being consistent, because we will learn together in Moed Katan the following. That, is it in Moed Katan? I thought it was. The, says over here, Ksuvos. Okay. But we're going to learn together that when you go to a Beis Ava, so they would drink. Okay, and the minhag was to have 10 drinks. The minhag no longer is in force, but the basic idea is that it helps. It helps alleviate the pain. It helps. So and not only was there a minhag to drink, but there was an institution. There was the takana that according to Ula, and some say it was even a brisa, that they would have 10 cups of wine at the Beis Avel. If I remember correctly, the Gemara there, I think it's the Moed Katan, but the Gemara there had the minhag keep upping the numbers. Meaning, if I remember correctly, I'm going on memory right now. So, disclaimer. But I think it went from 10 to 14, and then at that point in time, they felt that it got too frivolous. So they knocked it back down to 10 cups of wine. Either way, the point being is that what the Gemara is wondering is, how can Ula even suggest that? Meaning the rabbis instituted 10 cups of wine. 10 is a pair. 10 is an even number. How can the Chachamim expose somebody to Zugos? So v'izag dacha, asara kosis, yesh mei mishum Zugos, heichi kaima rabbanan, v'tiknu milsa dasil de sakana. So how could the Chachamim do that? How can they expose somebody to Zugos? So it must be that once you get to the number 10, there's no longer an issue. Okay, can I explain that any better? No. But that's what Ula tells us. About tamne yesh mei mishum Zugos, 8 and anything less than 8, 8, 6, 4, and 2 are going to be problems of Zugos. Rav Chista, okay, Adkan. In other words, so far what do we have? We have a new qualifier to the discussion of Zugos, which is that it maxes out at 10. Once you get to 10, there's no longer a problem of Zugos, evidenced by Ula in the institution of drinking 10 cups of wine at a Beis Avel. Rav Chista v'Rava b'Rav Huna d'Armi Tavayu Shalom L'Tova Mitzaref L'Arba Lo Mitzaref. We're going to knock it down now. In other words, we said 10 is no longer a problem. According to Rav Chista and Rava b'Rav Huna, we're going to knock it down now. Even 8 is no longer going to be a problem. Why? Because we know the number 8 follows the number 7. Okay. Not going to win a Nobel Prize today for saying that. But the number 8 comes after the number 7. And what's 7? 7 is the Birchas Kohanim. Now, Birchas Kohanim, there are 3 Birchas Kohanim. The three Pesukim that come in succession. First Pesuk has 3 words, second Pesuk has 5 words, and the third Pesuk has 7 words. So what the Gemara now is arguing, what Rav Chista and Rava Baravuna are arguing, is that because the last bracha of Birchas Kohanim is 7 words, so that means then that 7 doesn't put you in a vulnerable state. Meaning to add an even to that number 7, that's not going to be an issue of Zugos. So now basically what we've done is Ula said 10 is not going to be an issue. According to Rav Chista and Rava Baravuna, 8's not going to be an issue because 1 plus 7 is not going to be a Zugos problem. Aval shisa yesh b'hem mishum Zugos, but obviously anything less than that, 6, 4, 2 are going to be a problem of Zugos. Rabba v'Rav Yosef d'armi tarvayu, v'chuneka letova mitzaref l'ra lo mitzaref. Well, they're going to drop it down. They're going to go one pasuk earlier. They're going to go to the pasuk of v'chuneka. That's the second pasuk in Birchas Kohanim. So that has 5 words. So therefore, 6 to them is not going to be a problem of Zugos. Aval arba yesh b'hem mishum Zugos. But 4 is going to be a problem of Zugos. Abai v'rav, v'dami tavayu, v'yishmerecha, Litova mitzdarif, l'ra'a lo mitzdarif. Abaye and Rava say no, that the first bracha of the Birchas Kohanim is which ends with the word v'yishmerecha, so that's going to also protect you, and so therefore when you add 1 to 3, so that's not going to be a problem with zugos. Okay, va'az de Rava l'tameh de Rava afkin l'rabbanan ba'arba kosos. The afagav de itzek. I'm sorry. Before I go on, let me pause at the words lomit starif. Okay. So basically, what comes out now is the following: that Ula had it that 10 is no longer a problem, and then you had groups of pairs of Amoraim. I know, ironically enough, but you had pairs of Amoraim who basically said, "I can knock out the number 8. I can knock out the number 6. I can knock out the number 4." Why? Because each one of them looks at the Birchas Kohanim. The first pair look at the last bracha, the second pair look at the middle bracha, and the last pair look at the first bracha, and basically because each bracha has 7, 5, and 3 words, so therefore they become immunizations towards the problem of zugos, and therefore it's not no longer going to be an issue. Now, if you'll notice, okay, Ben would like this point, so hopefully he'll get to hear this later. So if you'll notice, the Amoraim that are mentioned over here, we keep going ahead in generations. Meaning the first pair who looked at the last bracha of Birchas Kohanim, so that was Rav Chista and Rav Bar Avuna. They are students of Rav, meaning that's the early generation Amoraim. The next pair are Rav and Rav Yosef, that's the next generation of Amoraim. And the next pair is Rav and Abaye, and that's the next generation of Amoraim. So basically what you see here is that as we move ahead in the generations of the Amoraim, so zugos become less and less a concern. Meaning we're whittling it down from 10, speaking of the man, 10 down to 8, down to 6, down to 4. So we keep moving down in zugos as we're moving ahead in generations. So what it sounds like from the Gemara, and this point may become clear also later on as well, is that the earlier generations had more susceptibility and more issues when it comes to zugos, and the later generations had less susceptibility and less issues when it comes to zugos. We've knocked it down to 4. Okay, now let's ask the Rashbam's question. Let me repeat now the Rashbam's question. That's the following. Did you notice who we just quoted in the Gemara over here? We quoted Abaye and Rava. Abaye and Rava says, I could take care of the number 4. 4 is no longer going to be a problem of zugos. Why? Because we know the first bracha of Birchas Kohanim has 3 words. So now that the first bracha has 3 words and I add 1 to that, that's not a problem with zugos. And therefore we're good. We're going to be good with zugos. That was said in the name of Abaye and Rava. So the Rashbam asks now a very simple question. Remember the beginning of today's daf? In the beginning of today's daf, we asked the question, how could the rabbis institute Dalet Kosos when Dalet Kosos presents a problem of zugos? And the Gemara gives answers. How many answers did the Gemara give? Gemara gave 3 answers. Of those 3 answers, who gave the second answer? Rava. Rava was the one who gave the second answer. And Rava's answer was, Koshal Bracha Mitzdarif L'Tova, Ve'ena Mitzdarif L'Ra. Well, the third cup is benching, and it's not going to be a problem if you add another cup to the benching cup, because the benching cup is a Koshal Bracha, and therefore it doesn't combine to make a pair, to make 2 pair, in order so that's a Zugos issue. And so the Rashbam asks the obvious question. I don't understand. Rava, right now in our Gemara, where we're up to, in the middle of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, Rava says that because the first bracha, Birchas Kohanim, has 3 words, so therefore 4 will never be a problem of zugos. So why doesn't Rava say that above when asked the original question? This question is posed by Rava, by the Rashbam, and here the Rashbam writes, and let's see it together inside. Rashbam is 6, 7 lines down as the lines get wide. Rava afkino ba'arba'a pa'amim harbe kishayu niftar mimenu hayamashkin pa'amim shol hayamashkin al arba kosos v'netar v'af agav, here we go, v'af agav detaritz Rava la'el, and even though Rava above said kosha bracha amasfir le'darba yesh be'mishum zugos, it sounded like from the beginning of today's daf that Rava is in general concerned about zugos even when the number is 4. And so why over here does the Gemara see, why does Rava right now seem to just dismiss the whole zugos at 4? Ilav mishum kosher bracha, Ikela trutze. So one could offer the following answer. Dinehida arba lahazik leka lamechesh lakshafim mia ika. So this is what I mentioned earlier in the daf today, and here the Rashi spells it out. And that is the following. That zugos makes you vulnerable from two standpoints. Number one, it's a hezek issue. It's a, you're going to get damaged issue from shadim, from demons. So one issue of the zugos is that of demons. It exposes you to demons. And another issue is that it exposes you to sorcery. Now again, as I mentioned, to me it's all the same. But obviously the Rashbam felt, no, it's not the same. They're two different issues. And so therefore, above when he gave the answer, that could be, I'm sorry, no. In general, it could be that when Rav is saying, don't worry about four is no longer a number they have to worry about, that's vis-a-vis Shadim. But vis-a-vis Kshafim, it could still be an issue. So, Ikla Mekash, Kedal Kamar, Vehoka Chitzrich, Rav Latrutzel, El, Hachi, Deslul, Rav Latkunimil, Sadasi, Barley Day, Sakana, Vafilo, Sakana, Kshafim. Even though sorcery is not as threatening as the demons are the largest threat. And once you expose yourself to Zugos, then that's it. You put yourself at risk for demons. And even though Rav says, look, we're not worried about that. Birchas Kohanim, there are three. It's not going to be a problem. But there's still going to be the smaller problem, but still a problem. And that is that of Kshafim, of witchcraft and sorcery. So for that, that's what Rav was dealing with earlier. So basically, as I mentioned, the beginning of today's daf, but here you see it clearly from the Rashbam, this idea that Zugos are two issues. A demon issue, a sorcery issue, and you see that right now best illustrated by Rava, who earlier was responding to the demon issue. Sorry, I'll say that again. Earlier was responding to the sorcery issue, here is responding to the demon issue. Az de Rava Latame, we're back in the Gemara, we're in the middle of the Amud, middle of the line. Az de Rava Latame, Rava is consistent to Rava Afkinel Rabban Barba Kosos. When Rava would let the students go, so he would always let them go after having had four drinks. Now, right, the old expression, don't drink and, not the old expression, the new expression, don't drink and drive. But back then, it was less of an issue. Yeah. So they walked out, just give me a moment. So they walked out with four cups, Afagav de Izik, Rava bar Levi. Now, it's true that one of the students did get damaged. So, but Rava said, yeah, but I'll tell you the truth. He got damaged, but it had nothing to do with Zugos. He got damaged for another issue, and that is that in Shir, he was a little bit chutzpahdik in Shir. He challenged me in Shir, which I don't know, in of itself is not a bad thing, but again, we don't really know the context, but it was clear to Rava that his behavior was the cause of him becoming susceptible to damage, and it had nothing to do with the Zugos. So therefore, this is Rava basically saying four is not a problem. Okay.
Is it the they're holding different cups, different vessels. Is that the issue? I mean, if you have one cup and you fill it two times...
No, you'll see later on. The cups themselves are not the issues. It's the number of drinks. I'm Rav Yosef, I'm Eli Yosef, Shida. Rav Yosef has conversations with Yosef Shida, Yosef the demon. Ashmadai, Malka Deshede, Memunahu, Akuluzuga. That now this is Yosef the demon speaking to Rav Yosef, and he says, "Look, the king of demons is Ashmadai, and Umakalo Ikri Mazik, and a king is not a Mazik." Okay, now I don't. Well, yeah, well, correct. What does that mean? In other words. Basically, he was trying to provide some good press for the king of demons. He was, Mazik means he's not a damager. He doesn't damage. So I don't know. I don't know what he was trying to accomplish over here. Don't blame Ashman. I don't know. I'm not really sure. Now Igud Amri. Now we have another version of the statement, which is Lahaygisa, and it goes the opposite way. And that is Adraba Malka Rachsanahu Maidabai Avid. You know, Ashmandai, he'll do whatever he wants. He's got a temper, and he'll do whatever he wants. Shamach Parit Gedal Asoslo Derech Ve'in Mochim Biyado. And we know this is true in Halacha, meaning that a king wants to make a road, he'll make a road wherever he wants. What's the terminology? Eminent domain. Thank you. So a king will make a road wherever he wants because he's a king, and you know it's good to be the king. So you can make those types of decisions even at the expense of other people's properties. So essentially, what Yosef Shida told Rav Yosef is the same thing over here. Meaning Ashmedai is the king, and as the king, he exercises his rights. Okay. Which is, the Gemara points out, is the opposite of what he said originally, which is, oh, don't worry about Ashmedai, the king doesn't harm people. According to the second version, just the opposite. Amra Papa Amali Yosef Shida betray Katlina Barba lo Katlinan Barba Mazkinan Barba Mazkinan. So the difference between 4 and 2, look, but they're both pairs. They're both even numbers. But 2 is much worse than 4. Again, this is another conversation of Yosef Shida with Amoraim. So he explains that with 2, forget about it. The man's dead. Meaning a Katlinan. We kill a man over 2, but for 4, we don't kill, but we do damage. Now, look, when a person has 2... So it doesn't matter how he got to the number 2. Shogeg Mezid, it doesn't matter. Meaning he drank 2, that's it, done. But ba'arba'a, b'mezid in b'shogeg lo. But when it comes to 4, so that's only if the person drank 4 on purpose, but not b'shogeg. V'ishal v'ikre v'nafak maitakante. So now, let's say a person forgot. And it turns out that after having a pair, or in this case, maybe the Gemara's talking about 2 pair, What do you do? Meaning, and now you had a pair, you had an even number, and now you go outside, what do you do? So the Gemara gives the following advice. Linko zakfa diyade diyamine biyade desmole vizakfa desmole biyade diyamine v'nei mahachi. Take your right thumb, put into your left fist, take your left thumb, put into your right fist, and make the following declaration. Ason v'ana hatalsa. Me and you, we're going to make 3. Now, if you hear the demons say, "What do you mean? We're going to make 4." So, then you go up to the next number, which is 5. In other words, the idea is that you're going to try to stay on the odd numbers, and he's going to try to move you to the even numbers. This is like the game of chess between you and the demon. Amalei Ason va'ana hashiva, and he's going to go to 6, and you're going to go to 7, and have a uvda ad mea v'chad. One time in this game, it doesn't sound like a fun game, but in this game, a person and a demon kept going up the ladder, and he finally took the demon up to 101. Upakashida, and the demon exploded. As the number 101 was just too much for the demon to handle. Amar Amemar. Amar Le Rishtina Denashim Kashvanios Haiman De Pagabuhu Benashim Kashvanios Nemahachi. So Amemar says as follows. You know, I had a conversation with a sorceress, a witch, and she basically said, if you encounter witches and sorcery, here's what you should say. Chari Chamima, now I'll probably not do a great job translating this, but I'll try. The Rashman goes through all of this. But Chari Chamima b'dikule bazye lepumaycho neshedech charshaya. Basically your excrement should go to your mouth. Women who are sorceress, karach karcheno parach parchaycho. The hair should just fall right out of your head. Ivdor tavonaychu, ivdor tavonaychu. All your spices should be spread away, spread out. Apparently, that was the spices that they used to create their sorcery. Parchazika lemuraika charata dinaktinu nashim kashvanios. Your muraika. Muraika is a spice that we see very often throughout the Gemara. Maybe saffron.
Yeah, saffron.
Okay, all your saffron should spread out, you witches. Ad chaneni v'chananchi lo asisa lego. I'm shown favor. You're shown favor. Hashad asisa lego karchina v'chanancha. I'm sorry, v'chananchi. But basically, I should be showed more favor. Okay, so this is the incantation or the statement that you should make if in the event you encounter a witch, a sorcery. So far, so good. Yeah, I still have everyone. I still have myself. Yeah.
Is that why we have like Lecha Mishnah and Shetei
Lefem? Yeah. So right, it's
part. Compared to Tefillin and four cords on
the system. Yeah. So right. So again, there is going to be a qualifier coming up later today, which may obviate the a lot of these issues. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Right, that's what the Gemara said at the beginning of the daf, which is why we're not worried about it on the Seder night. That was the first answer. In other words, I told you the question answer came at the beginning of today's daf, and the rest of today's daf, which we are trying to endeavoring, is basically now just a continuation of this discussion. But we answer the question. But my Rav lo kapti azugei. Now in Eretz Yisrael, none of this really bothered them. They weren't that makpid on zugos. Rav Dimim na'ada kapid afilu rushma dechavita. Rav Dimi from Narada was makpid. He was careful even on the markings of the barrel, meaning that when they had a barrel, so what you would do is you would put like little marks over there in order to indicate like up to here, measuring marks. So he was so careful about zugos that even the markings he wouldn't put in pairs. Hava uvda opaka chavisa. Once there was an incident and the barrel exploded. In other words, there were zugos. There were pairs of measuring marks on the barrel, and as a result of that, the barrel exploded. Kol demilsa. And now the Gemara makes a statement which is going to mitigate a lot of our concern towards zugos. Kol demilsa called the kapi kapte bahade. Basically, it's the way the Gemara describes it. It's the zugos will do to you however much you care about it. Meaning, if you're makbid, so the zugos will have its way with you. But if you're not makbid, so then the zugos are not going to have its way with you. But what you should do in the very least is that you should still be concerned about it. You should be aware about it. You should have an awareness of zugos. But if you're somebody who is not careful about it, then it does less to you. So in other words, and I know this is going to be much easier said than done, but basically what the Gemara is essentially saying is, care less about the zugos. Not care more. The Rashbam points out over here, again another Rashbam we're going to see inside, called the kapit yosemidai kapti bahadei hashedim laziko, udalo kapit kokachlo kapti bahadei lahaziko. The Rashbam says that the statement of the Gemara that you should always be aware of it, that's even for the people who don't care. Meaning, even if you're a person who doesn't care, right? It's fair to say most people nowadays are not concerned. But still, the Rashbam says you should be aware of it, something that you should be aware of. The Rashbam makes the point which I'm sure all of us are thinking at this point in time. Meaning, if the rule of the Gemara is care less, so then why dedicate an entire daf of Gemara to this topic of zugos? So the Rashbam says, because his conclusion is that I know the Gemara says care less, but still, even for us who care less, there should still be an awareness. Meaning, it's out there, even though the more you care about it, the more you're going to get affected by it, but still, there should always be a constant awareness of it because, says the Rashbam, I know it's kind of like backwards thinking, but why would the Gemara be spending a daf talking about it if the purpose of the Gemara is that we shouldn't care about it at all? So, yes, care less, says the Rashbam, but no, don't ignore it. In fact, the Rashbam writes, wouldn't it have been better strategy for the Chachamim to just make a statement which is, don't care? Meaning, and that obviously will set our sensitivity to, okay, Chachamim tell us not to care, fine, we won't care. The fact that the Gemara spends a daf discussing this, a daf of the 7.5 years of Daf Yomi, we're spending an entire day talking about it, it must be, says the Rashbam, that even those of us who don't care should still have an awareness. There's a Tosfos, not here on today's daf. In fact, there's no Tosfos on today's daf. But there's a Tosfos mentioned a couple times throughout Shas, which Tosfos basically says, we don't worry about it. meaning Zugos is no longer in our periphery. Going back to a point that I made earlier, and that is that as the generations proceeded, so less and less did these Zugos become an issue. Right? I showed you earlier this morning how we knocked it down from 10, down to 8, down to 6, down to 4, down to 2. Well, basically, you saw as the generations progressed, we worry less and less. Tosa says, by our this point in time, meaning by the point of the period of the Rishonim, so Tosa says, we just simply don't worry about it at all. Bechlal. Back to the Gemara. Let's do a little bit of a Gemara today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Ki asa Rav Dimi Amar, shtei beitzim, shtei gozim, shtei kishuim, medavar achar, alacha Moshe Mitzinai. So the Rav Dimi says, look, all this is real. Not only is this real, it's alacha Moshe Mitzinai. To eggs, to nuts, to cucumbers, and something else. Right? Davar Acher. Now, by the way, when the Gemara usually refers to Davar Acher, it's talking about chazir, it's talking about pig. It's clearly not talking about pig right now because it's talking about things that we eat that make us susceptible to Zugos. So clearly it's not talking about pig. The Torah asks it. It's talking about some other food, but quite frankly, says Rav Dimi, we don't know what that other food is. And the Chachamim simply don't know what it is, and now it's a Safek. And so therefore, all foods become off-limits because we don't know. Now, why don't we just simply say it's a Safek, and why don't we just simply be Mekel? So as a general rule, the Gemara doesn't say it, but I'm suggesting, as a general rule, yes, Safek Isser, we're going to be Mekel, but not Safek on a Sakana. If something poses a danger, the Gemara says it. The Gemara says, Chamir Sakanta Mi Isura. That Sakana is more, is we're more cautious about it than we are of Isser. So even though it's one other food, and we don't know what that food is, but we're always going to be worried about Sakana. I'll tell you what's interesting. The Gemara doesn't raise this. I'm sure this is discussed. Meaning we talked, what were the foods that were given? Eggs, nuts, cucumbers. What about wine? Hasn't it been clear from the entire discussion that wine should be in the list? Unless you want to tell me that the list is only limited to foods and not to drinks. Okay. Yeah, correct. Rav Dimi says Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, right? That's a strong statement. That talks to the idea that this is not to be toyed with.
He was
Amora. Amora from Eretz Yisrael, who kept he had his frequent flyer miles. The Hada Amar Nasar Tamna Yishkisa Arba In by Mishum Zugel Amar Nalanim Azikin Avale In Kshafim Afilu Tuva Naimi Chayshinan. The Gemara says, and look, although we said that 4, 6, 8, and 10 are no longer numbers we need to worry about, but the Gemara says, and again, we heard this in the Rashbam earlier this morning, that's only vis-a-vis demons. But vis-a-vis kshafim, sorcery, any pair is an exposure to sorcery. And the Gemara tells the story. We'll stop over here. Well, I'll pick it up tomorrow. We'll continue with the Gemara's discussion regarding Zugos. We have not only to finish up today's daf, but it will continue into tomorrow's daf as well. Okay, so not just one daf regarding the topic of Zugos. Two dafim.
Pair of daf.